Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network, part of Omaha Audio. Yeah, coming to you on a Monday morning. Spaghetti and Meatballs, Fiddling with the Knobs, Babyface Joel Solomon on Rosh Hashanah joining us. He is producing this disaster. And with me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, and Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's going on, buddy? I forgot Harry's not here.
Yeah, right, right. You usually wait after Harry, but Harry is not here. That was my fault. I introduced him up at the top, but I don't know. We revised the time. He was there when we revised the time, and then like, Harry, what's going on? We send him all these texts, and what does he send us back? Just gibberish. Is he drugged? Did he overdose on gummies last night or this morning? Because I don't understand what he's coming back with here, Paul. Like, Yelly, give me 9 minutes, 10, lots of craziness.
Yeah, give me 10 dirty, he said. 10 okay, dirty. Yelly at 9. Okay. Those are his texts to us, Sal.
Yeah, so, we'll give him 10 dirty. And if it gets to 11 dirty, he's out. And I'm sorry, Pollock. I know it means a lot to you, but the streak will be broken.
I want it to be broken at this point. I think it needs to be.
I don't know what he does. I feel like you know what? We'll wait till he gets on. But I think an apology is in order. Anyway, big Sunday yesterday. That was fun. I am in Brooklyn with Jimmy Kimmel Live. We're recording all week out here. We watched football all day. Brother Bri, Mikey Meatballs, our friend Chris, a lot. We ordered a lot of food, Bri. I'm not gonna lie.
We did. We left, you know, there was some food we didn't even eat there at the end. We had a steak there that Michael didn't even eat. I can't believe Michael was full. Michael doesn't get full. I mean, I can't believe he couldn't even finish some of the stuff.
Meatballs, what happened there? I mean, your name is Mikey Meatballs.
It was a bad combination of not eating the day before and then eating too much earlier in the day.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Well, not to bore anybody, but our deal with this bar was we had to order X amount of food. And by like the 5 o'clock, you know, we had 2 hours left and we were like $400 under the total we were supposed to.
We were at like 40%. With like 2 hours left.
Yeah, so we just went crazy with these like Scottish egg rolls and just steaks and everything. And just it's gluttonous. It's all laying on the table. And then we did the Spotify Live. But anyway, I will be at the Monday Night Football game tonight. Jimmy will be in the booth. That's going to be exciting. What a day yesterday. I guess we start with Dolphins Bills. That was, I think, the most entertaining parlay, kid. Dolphins remain undefeated 3-0. And our buddy John Jastrzemski, although he's quickly becoming not our buddy. My God, arrogant Dolphins fan. Holy crap. They beat the Bills with 2-1, 21-19. Tua struggled to walk off the field at one point, but then was able to return. The NFL Players Association is investigating how they treated what they think was a concussion. I mean, his head bounced off the turf, Brother Bri. We thought he was out, right, for a while?
Oh, I mean, he was wobbly when he got up. They can say all they want about his back, but yeah, give me a break. I mean, that was the thing. I thought that game was over at that point because I had a lot on the riding on the Bills money line. So yeah, I was surprised he was back in.
You figure it was over then, or you figure it was over when they survived the butt punt, which is ridiculous that ball just spun out of bounds out of the end zone, and then they lose. Now, Parley Kid, I know you were out and about. It was hard for you to follow, but you did hit on, like, when you're looking at the stats, you could dissect this forever. Bills, 90 offensive plays, Dolphins, 39, and they lose the game.
How does that happen, especially against the best team in football, you know, one of the top teams in football? Unbelievable. Yeah. More than double the yardage. Dolphins only had 8 third down conversions all game. They got 3 of them. And they beat the Bills. Right. They beat the Bills. Come on.
I'm not worried.
So whatever. I'm happy.
I'm not worried. If you're a Bills, I don't think Bills fans are worried, but I do feel like when they play again, the Bills could crush them. And this was just a ridiculous game. I mean, what is this? In the last 16 years, NFL teams are 2-106 after leading. What is this, Babyface? Oh, when being outgained by 275 yards. Yeah. And that's why Ken Dorsey threw a fit like we've never seen before. That was entertaining. I like seeing that. But yeah, so they'll beat them. I said last week, if you're going to take the Dolphins to win the division, do it before Sunday, because if they win, it's going to go down from plus 430, obviously. It's now plus 220. And if they lose, they ain't winning division. They don't really have a chance, right? Mm. So I'm going the other way now, Parley Kid. If you could find a dance partner with the Bills to win the division at minus 260 and Josh Allen stays healthy, I think that's a good bet.
I love that, I mean, Sal. Yeah, let's find one Bills other partner.
Let's well, find I like the Ravens.
What are the Chiefs? What are the Chiefs right now for that division?
The Chiefs are about even odds. I think they're minus 110 is what I saw.
That's it. That's the Chiefs, Sal. Just reel we'll that talk one about, in.
We'll talk that's about it. That game. Colts got their first win of the season. They're 1-1-1. They beat the Chiefs 2017. Mahomes, a tense argument with the, I guess a lot of argument. Most arguments are probably tense, so I don't need to qualify that. But with Bieniemy on the sideline, Romo was great narrating the whole thing. Bad call on Chris Jones. Everything that needed to go right with the Colts did. I was surprised Matt Ryan led them down. Like, you now know Matt Ryan is able to do that, Bri. And that was the interesting thing to me. Colts aren't that good. Chiefs may not be great, but they should have been good enough to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, Colts are still going to be tough at home, right, I guess. And defensively, obviously, they're still – they can be very good at times. But that was just a weird – I mean, that was a weird game for the Chiefs, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. You have that fake field goal on, like, 4th and 11 – right, like in the fourth quarter, which is right. I think
if
that was
they had
early,
a regular kicker early. Other than this guy, they'd be
right.
fine.
I mean,
right?
Obviously, like, that's the thing. And then he misses a 34 yarder right after that, right? So yeah. That's kind of the game. And then, like you said, that Chris Jones
bad
personal
call.
I'm not even really sure.
Nobody's sure. Call, everybody looked at that. Like, what's the penalty here? Yeah. So much like the Parley Kid, I'm pretending to be outraged here, but I had the Colts, so it doesn't matter as much. So there you go. What do we want to? All right, Brian, let's talk about your Raiders. 24-22. Best 0-3 team of all time. Yeah, I said it. Dolphins are the worst 3-0. Raiders are the best 0-3.
What the hell?
I don't think it's getting worse, because it can't get worse than that Cardinals loss, and you were losing this whole game, but say a few words about the Raiders.
Season over. No, thanks, Raiders. Yeah. The funny thing was, right, if it wasn't, so there was two things in that game. If it wasn't for Max Hollins, right, we probably get killed in that game. But I felt like more than ever yesterday, Carr was just, I felt like he was, I don't know if he was uncomfortable. He was just throwing it. I mean, they only sacked him once, but it seemed like he was just throwing it up yesterday and just hoping somebody would make a play. But that being said, for as much, I mean, I don't know, Carr's just kind of annoyed me my whole life. But Waller was really awful there. He had two huge drops in that game. Yeah. That really cost them from scoring on a few drives, which, you know, obviously came back to bite them. But again, they were lucky to score to get it to the two-point fail there at the end, because Hollins made a couple of huge plays late in that game. So
I
don't know
Waller.
You
look at him, you're like, this guy was great, wasn't he? Was my eyes playing tricks on me a couple years ago? He was going to be one of the top tight ends if he didn't get injured.
It's his hands right now. I mean, he's gigantic. He gets, I mean, there's times he's wide open over the field. Yeah. He's just, I don't know what it is. And, you know, they had like 10 targets to Adams, but only three catches. I mean, that's obviously worrisome. And that's got to fall more on Carr. That can't be Adams' fault. I know they were missing Renfrow yesterday. All of a sudden, I felt like they were missing a ton of guys on defense. But again, if Crosby is not making the play defensively, they stink. I mean, he was, again, all over the field at certain points. But I will say, if you hold the Titans after they scored 21 points in the first half, if you hold them to 24 for the game, you got to win that game. I don't care. You
definitely.
This offense has to be.
They jumped out to a lead.
This offense has to be good. I mean,
listen, talk me out of this. I had the Raiders to win the division at 7-1. I thought it was great. 18-1 now, Bri. 18-1. I can't touch that.
This division's obviously way overrated. Way overrated.
They almost got swept. What were the odds, Parley Kid, that at any week the AFC West would have gotten swept and Denver was, you know, one play away, the Niners at least, from
that's
doing
a good question.
That?
Yeah, while most of the division was playing the AFC South, who was deemed as the worst division in football. So, right. Yeah, I don't know. The odds would have been almost insurmountable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he had two big favorites yesterday, for sure. All right, well, let's talk about that Denver-San Francisco. What a lousy game. I think we all said the under. Harry, at some point last time we talked to him, was trying to convince JJ to take the under. I, at halftime, said under 32.5. My God, that sounds like that's a gift. And so I jumped on it. 11-10 final. Gross game, parlay kid. I think you caught the end of it.
Yeah, Sal, listen, that game, snooze fest, 49ers score early, up 7-0. You actually think they're probably going to control this game, maybe run away with it. Opposite happens. They can't pull away. They let Denver hang around. Denver didn't even have to even do much to win that game. 11-10. I'm not sure if is that like the first 11-10 game in the history of the NFL?
The second 11-10 game. I don't want to give Jimmy G too much credit. He threw some bad balls, but the game definitely shifted when Trent Williams went out, for sure. Couldn't run, couldn't pass, couldn't do anything, but needed to do very little, like you said, to win that game. And Denver, I didn't think they were going to drive the field. I certainly didn't at 10-5. And that was about, I'll tell you what, you said snooze fest. You're not kidding. I don't know how you guys stay up. I don't know why I'm such a P word here. I'm not sure what we're allowed to say anymore, but my God, and I lived half my life out here and these games end late. I'm doing the Simmons podcast at midnight. I was like, this is insane how late it is. But kudos to everyone for staying up for that 11-10 Viking.
Well, you know what? It was still the same to you, Sal. You got it. Yeah. You had breakfast at about 1:30 yesterday.
That's true. So yeah, I ordered breakfast. You guys are all ordering lunch. I'm like, oh, you can get a burger. That's weird. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's 1:45. It's usually I'm eating for the game. All right. Well, you know, we'll wait for Harry for the Vikings and we'll slam him on that one because they were garbage and they won, and a lot of us lost on that. Eagles go to 3-0, beat the Commanders 24-8. They sack Carson Wentz 9 times, which is good for us, parlay kid, because Micah should put him down like 15 times next week if that's the going rate for Carson Wentz sacks. I will say this, they have a weird stat where they've been shut out in the second half 2 weeks in a row, the Eagles. So they get on early and then they coast. And you know, if you have a Jalen Hurts in fantasy, you're going to have like 35 points by halftime, but a little bit of a scary team, I'm not going to lie.
Sal, the Eagles are I think Brother Bri was on the Eagles. I think you and I Eagles, weren't Bills, as right? convinced yeah. mm-hmm. Because, mm-hmm. You know, we need to see a little bit more from Jalen Hurts. He's proving us and other skeptics wrong at this point. Look. Mm-hmm. You know, it's who says it should be easy for the Cowboys, right? It's going to be, you know, there should be some competition in this division. The Eagles have been doing a good job drafting, bringing some free agents in, seem to be a hard-nosed team as normal. And the A.J. Brown trade was a great deal for them. So, let's bring them on. I'm looking forward to playing them when the Cowboys, at least when that time comes.
And all of a sudden, I'm not seeing odds because the Cowboys and Giants play tonight. But for the East, and now they have to be a substantial favorite going in.
Well look who it is. Look who it is.
Wow, thanks. Thanks for joining us, Harry. Yeah. Don't apologize to me. I think you need to apologize to Omaha because you've definitely been slacking. Probably kidding, but is this my imagination? Or like in the last week or so, it's just we'd see a different version of Harry. He's here. He's not here. He doesn't care.
Absolutely. I think this is now 3 or 4 straight pods where, you know, he's putting a little part-time effort into it. He was giving winning picks after winning picks lately, then you could uh-huh. live with it. But I don't know.
All right, Harry, but really, what the hell's going on with you? And what is Yelly at 9? What are you texting? Are you in your right? If you're on drugs, get off this podcast because ESPN won't have it. Are you on drugs right now? That was very convincing. All right.
What would that have to mean to Ken's wife?
All right, let's talk about your Vikings. Go brag about them. They're a garbage team, and they're not going anywhere, but they're 2-1. They win 28-24. Lions blow a 10-point lead. Brian, what did they do? They went for 4th-and-1. They didn't make it. Their field goal lost. Dalvin Cook is out. Like, how did the Lions not win that game?
I felt like the Lions had, like, 8 opportunities to put that game away. I felt like, you know, it was maybe third and one at one point in time. They threw, they didn't get it. They ran another time, didn't get it. They kicked the field, the long field goal at the end where Campbell comes out after and says, "That bad job by me. I should have punted there." So, yeah, it just seemed like a game that it sucks for the Lions because I feel like the Lions have become a fun team to root for. But they really blew that game. The Vikings didn't deserve to win that one.
Let's talk Green Bay, Tampa Bay. We called it. It's going to be a defensive game. Everybody wanted it to be about Rodgers and Brady, and it wasn't. And Packers defense was just a little bit better. And Tampa, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what's going on here. But Brady calling timeouts he doesn't have. You do that in college basketball, and you're forever a GOAT and not the capital GOAT. And so Brady does that. And, you know, first of all, Brian, they had double zeros on the touchdown to Gage, right? And the touchdown counted. Then they go for the two-point conversion. It hits double zeros again. They move back 5 yards, and they couldn't get it going, Brian, and Tampa Bay loses.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to think right on a Brady team that they would have a delayed game. You would think that would never happen to them. But yeah, that was huge. I will say though, you guys the whole time were rooting for Green Bay. I actually had Tampa in that one.
Oh, you did?
I didn't want to say anything because I, you know what, I had so much on the Rams that's really all I cared about.
Well, you know, it really is interesting. Like, I feel like this works against me, but if your best bet of the day, and that for me was the Rams, if your best bet happens in late afternoon, I don't recommend anyone do this, but I doubled up on all my terrible losses from Saturday and Sunday morning or afternoon and had the Rams. So that was good. A little scary, 20-9, and Akers fumbles at the one, Brian. It looks like they're going to maybe Murray for a garbage touchdown cover.
Right, but we thought we were going to have to sweat that out. I mean, we did for a second, but yeah, we thought it was basically over, right? The game is over. Akers, it was second down. They could have even just wasted some more clock and then scored there maybe on third down. Yeah, they would have went up. Yeah, they would have went up, what, 18 or whatever at that point in time. But yeah, no, they fumble it. They gave us a little scare, but I was surprised they didn't score there at the end because I felt like with the three of us together, when we've been in Brooklyn together, we never win money.
Right. What city do we win money in together? I don't think there's any.
We probably haven't. But
it's not Vegas.
Brian, it's not LA. In Vegas.
Yeah, but I will say we had a ton on the Rams, which that came through and helped me out for the rest of the day.
Let's talk. And they play the Niners, and we'll get obviously to next week's games later in the week. But I feel like if they win in San Francisco, they're kind of steering the division now. I feel like they're the class of it anyway. Yeah. Hey, we're going to talk MVP odds. Josh Allen 3-1 on Caesars. Lamar Jackson 7-1. They meet this week. Lamar, that offense was great. That was a crazy game. 37-26. Yep. The Ravens beat the Patriots. Yeah, I like Bills Ravens. If you pick division parlay and both those quarterbacks stay upright, you get +159 at this point with those two. But probably the Chiefs is a similar number. Actually, you get more if you go Chiefs Bills parlay. But I don't know. And that looks like it's going to be it for Mac Jones for a while. Screaming parlay kid, screaming.
That's a shame. I like that kid. But look, it looks like the Patriots, I think it's officially over for them, right? This is their run is, last year they had they were more than respectable in Mac Jones' rookie season. But now they just look like they've hit a wall. It's probably time for a change there in Patriot land. Sorry, you had a great run. They can't complain. No fans of the Patriots could complain about anything.
Or Red Sox or anything. Like Boston could take a little bit of a break in general.
Exactly. And I think the rest of the country can use a break from Boston too.
Yes.
And like you said, Sal, the Ravens, Jackson was my MVP pick coming into the season. I think he's probably improving his odds on a game-to-game basis here.
Hurts hasn't jumped them, but Hurts and Jackson are now 7-1. Mahomes still +550. Not great numbers yesterday. And Allen 3-1. So those are the top.
That's good for me because it was 20-1 when I grabbed Jackson preseason. He carries that team. Boy, oh boy. Well, I have to say though, if you watch, man, I mean, he was kind of fortunate too yesterday. A couple of his touchdown passes. He put the ball up. His receivers made some great plays for him yesterday.
Right.
In the end zone when they were in good coverage. But that's what good teams do. Andrews, winning player, Duvernay is coming on as a bit of a factor. Somehow Jackson's making the best out of a situation where he doesn't really have an elite receiver, right? Because we're seeing how these other quarterbacks really struggle without an elite receiver. Am I right, Sal? Throughout the league,
no one's getting open. Is the way to say it. People aren't getting open. Yeah. Jamar Chase, touchdown passes, leads the NFL, 10 touchdown passes, top five in rushing, 243. Those are definitely good enough.
Duvernay's been great for that team, too, and Andrews was
awesome yesterday. Awesome.
Jaguars, the other one, Trevor Lawrence is the one you want to watch for MVP. My God, he's putting it together. I don't want to bet
somebody
that division, otherwise
that
I would take him.
On this podcast?
You did, brother.
Somebody
Brian.
Did.
Brian, what was it, 80-1? Now it's 50.
Right? I think so. Yeah. I mean, look, I will say you asked this
they
for a long shot.
Chargers.
We asked this for a long shot.
What an embarrassment.
Up and down the field.
And then Harry made fun of me and then gave out Kelsey. Yep. And then gave out Kelsey.
Kelsey, who dropped the pass, who could have won it. I don't even see Kelsey on the
list. How bad were the Chargers yesterday? That was pathetic.
So bad.
Pathetic.
Right.
That's
they were the
like
worst
we talked
team
about.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They really were. Or maybe the Jags were the best team. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's a combination of both. But they were.
Eckler not having a great season, Darren.
I mean, all these guys. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Who you pick? Like the MVPs. It's I mean, what this time last week it was Wentz, Flacco, and who was the third? Tua with the top three in passing before the Monday night game. All right. We talked Bucks, Packers. We talked Rams. Cardinals, what did we miss? We got the Bengals beat up on the Jets in front of the home crowd there, 27-12, 1-2. I don't know. It looked like that offensive line, Bry, was not great again, but he eluded the sacks, which was the difference.
Well, he made a couple of fantastic plays, right, Burrow, there in that game? Like, there was a couple of times he should have been sacked, and he almost crouched down and like hid in there and then was able to get out like two or three times. And
yeah,
a couple
that was
of
frustrating
plays,
to so. Me because so, yeah. I had Burrow over like 13 and a half rushing yards.
Mm. Right.
And every time I thought he was going to run, he ended up hitting a pass. He did a great job. He did a great job of, helping his line out, right? That's what some good quarterbacks do. They make their line look better than they are. He did that yesterday.
Yeah. Absolutely. Got a couple more games. What did we say? What did we miss? We missed Panthers-Saints. I don't know. Parlay kid. These Panthers, they look frisky. They look pretty good.
Like a lot of other teams, right? They could be 3-0. They could be 2-1. I thought they were going to be like a 9-win team and surprise some people this year just being around 9 wins. I still believe that with this Panthers team. Playing really good defense for the most part. Mayfield hasn't really been that good, but they're fighting. McCaffrey had a nice game yesterday.
They jumped right on him. The Saints scored. They finally scored the Saints, and then Mayfield throws a bomb and puts them up.
Yeah, let's face it, Sal.
Carolina's defense is decent,
The Saints have a good
defensive touchdown.
But again, Winston, I don't know. It's just there's a lot of quarterbacks
that was my long shot MVP. I know.
Very
strange. And then the other game, I think Falcons beat the Falcons will be a pesky team. It looks like all year they beat the Seahawks. Falcons could be 2-1.
They can score.
They could be 2-1.
Falcons can score. Patterson looks fantastic running the ball. Leads the NFC in rushing.
Leapfrogging everybody and that's it. All right, so that's the week. Let's do the Giants Cowboys. Yes, when we return. Here's a note from Caesars. Oh. Our friends at Caesars. All right, listen, whatever you're betting, teasers, over, under, do it through Caesars because they have all the names. Caesar himself, Cleo, the Mannings, Henrik Lundqvist, and now yours truly. Yes, Against All Odds is now a proud member of the Caesars empire. And you know what it is that sets Caesars Sportsbook and Casino apart from the others? It's the perks. It's the only sports betting app with Caesars rewards. So every time you place a bet, win or lose, you get reward credits, which could use towards game tickets, bonuses, experience, free stays at iconic Caesars destinations, and more. And your very first bet, check this out, Harry. It's on Caesars, up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. So download the app, use promo code CZRFULL, and go full Caesars this season. Oh, and Caesars Sportsbook and Casino plays by the rules. They comply with all the legalities of the sports betting world. So here comes the lengthy, unabridged national responsible gaming disclaimer. Yes, you must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Visit CONNEXOntario.ca or call 1-866-531-2600 or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. MetLife Stadium tonight. Giants, a 1-point favorite. 39 is the over-under against the Cowboys. Eddie Spaghetti, you ready for this one? Big Tuna is the cap of consequences on the line. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, if we can get it done in time. I'm going to be scrambling around, but it's not going to matter for me. Eddie, can you find the tuna tomorrow morning, between tonight and tomorrow morning, to put on your head? Because that's what the loser of this bet has to do in honor of the Big Tuna, Bill Parcells, who coached both teams. The loser has to wear a tuna on their head for the duration of the podcast. You ready for this?
I'm gonna go charter a boat, and I'm gonna catch one off the Pacific coast. Okay, I will bring it back to our studio, and then you'll have to wear it, Sal.
All right, where are you, in the Grand Canyon now? I hear an echo now. I don't know if you can fit a boat in there, but all right, we'll get that going. Listen, I'm going to take the Cowboys. I like how this is setting up. A very arrogant Giants fan base. You just heard it right now. Settling in for this one. Giants were a 3-point favorite last Monday. People came to their senses. It's down to one. The truth is the Cowboys played well last week against the Bengals. And 2 weeks ago, they just weren't ready for probably the best defense in the NFL. And by the way, if Tampa is not the best defense in the NFL, maybe we are, Parlay Kid. As good as the greatest defensive player of all time, Micah Parsons, has been, they don't have a lot of turnovers, though. We only have one pick. And I think we had like 6 turnovers at this point last year. Tonight, it happens. Danny Dimes turns the ball over. Giants slightly overvalued. 2 wins by 4 points. Both are going to struggle to move the ball. Under is probably the play, but I like the Cowboys wide receiver situation much more than the Giants. Gallup is back. No Tony for the Giants. No Wandell Robinson for the Giants. Cowboys 9-3 straight up. 8-3-1 against the spread against the Giants over the last 6 years or so. We got your number, Spaghetti. 20-16. Cowboys, Parlay Kid, you're with me. I know you are.
Look, this is the nice thing about this team is, you know, years for years, right? If the Cowboys lost their quarterback, we knew the defense wasn't good enough to rise to the occasion to help out an offense that might struggle a little bit more. Now, we don't feel that way. We feel like our defense is going to keep us in games no matter what. So as long as the offense is serviceable and having Gallup back now, that helps Lamb. Tony Pollard, which I'll talk about in a moment, he got it going last week for the Cowboys. Yeah, I like this Cowboys team to win. I'm not trying to be a homer. I think it's setting up really well for the Cowboys. And yeah, I think the Giant fans feel confident about their team too. But I kind of like that the pressure's on them. Yep. And because I said, I thought after six games, Sal, I was hoping the Cowboys would be 3-3 when Dak went down. I think they have a very good possibility to at least hit that, if not 4-2 at this point.
Right. Well, I mean, at this point, maybe we're chasing a wild card at 3-3. I mean, the Eagles will be like 8-0 after
it's
six
possible.
Weeks somehow.
It's
I don't
possible.
Know what the, how they're doing it. But anyway, I like our chances tonight. 2016, we sneak up on the Giants, and I'll be there. All right, Harry, I know you have to be a mixer and take the Giants, so go ahead. What's your reasoning?
I am taking them at -115 on the Marlins. Sal, you know what? 2016, I got it written down right here. 2016 Giants.
Wow.
Dallas fortunate to be 1-1. Scored to 23 points after two games. Cooper Rush
starts versus
Giants aren't
fortunate
Cincinnati.
To be 2-0. Giants aren't fortunate to be 2-0. I'll just take you point by point. They're not.
Look.
4 points.
Look.
4 points.
So,
okay. Keep going.
Cooper Rush starts versus Cincy and last year versus Minnesota. He didn't do much. The Bengals and Vikings beat themselves in those games. MetLife better be crazy tonight with Giants. Possibility of going 3-0. New York better running game through two games, 341 yards to just 178 on the ground for Dallas. Let Barkley do his thing. If Jones manages this game, no mistakes. They can take Dallas out. And who's Dallas anyways? 2016 New York.
Okay, who's Dallas anyways? You said that the last 12 times, 9-3 against them. All right, what the – Brian, the under is probably the only
bet. Yeah, I know.
And by the way, the under, is it 7-2 in night game? Have we had 9 night games or is it 5-2? It's 5-2-1 or – I don't know. The under in the night games has been a winner.
Yeah,
I think you're maybe even dating back since last year.
I mean, unders in general are just killing it, right?
63% yesterday, yeah.
So far, I mean, look, the Giants and the Cowboys games have both gone under so far. The past two Cowboys games only had 59 points combined. And I think this is a lot like last night's game, right? When we were with JJ, like we were trying to figure out like Denver, San Francisco, we were kind of just like, yeah, I think the under is probably the play. You know, it was a one-point spread. The under was probably the play. Very similar. But, you know, this Dallas defense is going to make it tough on Daniel Jones, right? I think he's going to have a hard time. I could definitely see one or two turnovers by him, maybe more. And I don't envision Cooper Rush being able to light it up against the Giants either. So, you know, unless there's some crazy turnovers like that lead to some easy points, I would definitely play the under because, one of these teams – either it's going to be a score, something similar to what Harry said, or one of these teams is just not going to be able to score. So give me the under 39.
I'm excited for this one. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Even if we see no points.
It's a fun one,
You know, obviously, nobody wants their team to go down 10 points, but I think that would be a problem for Cooper Rush, but I don't see it. I think we stay with it for the whole game.
Is this the funnest? I mean, this is a fun Monday night considering the quarterbacks, right? I mean, it's weird, right? It's Cooper Rush versus Daniel Jones, and it's like, yeah, this is a fun game, actually.
I think so. Yeah. Let's get into some of these props. I'm shorting Jones here. Daniel Jones' longest completion, under 33.5. I think this is way high. And 24 was as long against Carolina. 65 versus sleepy second half Titans defense for sure. I know there's a lot of luck involved in a bet like this. You miss a tackle and you're done. Burrow's longest last week was to T. Higgins, 19 yards. Cowboys defense really clamps down on the big plays. This game, for the most part, going to be kept between the 30s, I think. 33.5 is a big number for longest completed pass. I will go under. Parlay Kid, what do you like?
Yeah, I like that, Sal. I like the player prop of Tony Pollard, who I just mentioned. Going over 18.5 yards receiving, boy, I feel like after last week, this number is a little bit low. 55 yards receiving last week, 4 catches on 7 targets. Last year averaged about 22.5 yards receiving per game. But right now, he might be the Cowboys' most explosive offensive player. No offense to CeeDee Lamb, Pollard makes plays. And Cooper Rush is more likely to check down right to his running back maybe more than Dak Prescott would. Sure. So I'm taking Pollard over 18 and a half. That could be one catch for him, maybe two. He goes over that number.
All right, Bri, you're like me. You're shorting Daniel Jones here.
Yeah, I will say I like Darren Pollard. That was my EP pick, was over 2.5 catches. I do like that one a lot. But yeah, I'm going to go Daniel Jones under 26.5 yards rushing. Thought it was a little high for him. He's had 21 and 25 yards rushing so far in his first two games. But, you know, I could see the Cowboys forcing him out of the pocket, but I feel like this Cowboys defense has a lot of athletes that are going to limit him in this game, especially somebody like a Parsons. Only once in five starts against the Cowboys has he even rushed for 20 yards. I think he had one big game of like 50 yards. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't see it. I think they're going to contain him. They're going to make him throw the ball in this one. So I'm going to go under 26.5.
All right, Harry, you have some kind of presentation tied into your prop pick here?
yeah, first, I just want my pick is going to be Zeke Elliott, under 73.5 rushing and receiving yards at -117. Let me just say that through two games, Zeke, who year after year continues to deteriorate, has 98 total yards. He's actually -7 yards in receiving and has been under 73.5 yards rushing and receiving combined in 10 of his last 11 games. And for me screwing up the time of the show today, I brought in a special guest. Give me one second. I'm going to bring in H-Dog. Give me one second. Okay. He's making another return to the show. One second.
Maybe we'll be able to see more than half of H-Dog on the screen here.
Yeah, I know. Let's see if H-Dog has the sense to center himself in the box. Or maybe we just shut it down. It'd be funny if Michael just shut him down right now. Nope. No sense. Nope.
H-Dog here, guys. Hey, H-Dog here, guys. And listen, I like Harry's pick as well. So listen, here we go. Zeke is bleak. He's got a lacking technique. He has no mystique. He's a worthless antique. And overall, he's just weak. So to speak, H-Dog.
Okay. That's right. Is he coming back? I don't know. I think he gives us like 20 minutes of podcast.
He's a worthless antique.
Thanks, H-Dog. I'll see you, man.
Harry, you missed it. Tonight. H-Dog wearing the same shirt as you, but sunglasses, but, you know, centered himself exactly the same so that only one of his eyes was visible on the screen. Delivered some kind of Zeke, anti-Zeke rank right there. That was really weird.
Darren likes it. I can tell Darren really likes it. Honest. Look at him. He's dying over there.
Be honest.
You liked it.
I did.
Will you please center your head in the thing here? It's so annoying. You know what that means? Can you get it over there a little bit? Still not really there. That's better. Can you tell?
All right.
All right.
No.
Baby face. Okay. I know Zeke's an antique and everything else, but well, first of all, what'd you think of that? And secondly, you have a stat to maybe go again. I don't know if you want to go against H-Dog, much like you know, a lot of entertainers. Okay. He's like an hour late to the show, but okay. So let's hear it. Babyface. Yeah.
I mean, well, how is H-Dog not in the Super Bowl halftime show mix? Rihanna, bring him out. It's like slam poetry today.
I can really sing.
Well, I don't
know. H-Dog can. H-Dog can. Sorry.
I did want to point out that Zeke has averaged 81.1 rushing yards versus New York and 67.2 against everyone else. So if he's going to show up, it might be tonight.
I'm sure H-Dog knew that. It didn't rhyme with any of the teak and mystique and antique and stuff, but yeah, I'm sure he knew that. All right, now we.
When's the last time he ran for 100 yards? When? When's now, the last time? Overall, just in general?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's
you guys
just
are Cowboy fans, and you don't know. Well, that's bad.
It's a 1-2 combo right there. So what are you going to do? It's a different situation.
It should only be a one. It should be Pollard only.
It's fine, Harry. It's going to work fine. It's going to work great tonight. Right. Let's go first touchdown. In fact, I'm going Pollard first touchdown. You can go odds. Barkley +320, Zeke +475, Lamb +675, Pollard 7-1, and Shepard, really? 8-1. Pollard 650. That's what I'm going with here. Or 7-1, I think I can get. He had a red zone touch last week, resulting in a touchdown. I like getting the extra juice, parlay kid, between Zeke and Pollard, who you think is going to have a big game too, because I think it's a coin flip sequence once you get down to the goal line or in the red zone, especially if Cooper Rush drops back to pass. Pollard with 9 targets, Zeke only 4. Cowboys go up 7-3 on a Tony Pollard touchdown. Give me the 7-1. Let's get on the board, for God's sakes. What is it, 6 games we haven't hit one? Are we 0 for 24 or is it 28? Ah,
24.
All right, Harry. Harry going with the safe one, the favorite here.
I'm Yeah, I went with Chubb on Thursday. He scored, but not the first one. I'm going to go with a safe one here, too. I'm going to take Barkley, as Al, you mentioned, plus 310. He did have the Giants' first touchdown versus Tennessee. Not in the game, but he did have the first touchdown versus Tennessee. He has 48 touches in the first two games. He's second in New York in receptions. Looks like the rookie Saquon here running the ball has a 68-yard run this season. He's getting over 6 yards a carry. I'm going to take the favorite again here with Saquon at plus 320.
All right. I'd almost root for that just to get us on the board. If I could tell the Cowboys were going to win, for God's sakes, let's hit one of these. Brian, you were going against me, but we got the backfield covered. You have Zeke plus 475.
Yeah, hopefully this is a rushing touchdown and we're screwed again for the most part. But Zeke at plus 475. I know Harry, well, regardless, again, I don't necessarily mind Harry's bet going under for Zeke, but I will say, and like Joel was saying, Zeke has done very well against the against the Giants. He's scored a rushing touchdown against them in four straight games, has five rushing touchdowns in those four games. So, you know, if they get on the short yardage again, I think he'll get the ball a few times. I will say, too, I was looking at, is Schultz playing tonight?
No.
I got more bad news. Gallup is out tonight.
Gallup is out. Oh, whoa. Crap.
Yeah, he's out.
No.
It's weird. Some late things. But no. I was gonna say, like, if Schultz is out, they have, like, Ferguson there. It's, like, 21-1. I thought there were some decent other guys.
How did that happen with Gallup?
It's questionable. I thought everything I read said he was playing.
Right. Parley Kid, you got to pick him. Don't pick him for first touchdown. You had him at 9-1. I don't think that's a good pick now.
Dang. I mean, look. Boy, oh boy. Wow. I wish I could. I wish Caesars let me bet the Cowboys defense maybe to score, but it's no odds on their D. So that being said, Sal, I'm going to roll with what Brian just said. Jake Ferguson, tight end, Wisconsin kid. Taking Schultz's place tonight. They've really liked him in the preseason. Cowboys like to throw to their tight ends around the goal line at 22-1. This is what could get us back in, Sal. This could get us right back in with a Jake Ferguson touchdown.
Like
Let's get it.
All right. Go Badgers. I'm going Jake. Let's go Jake Ferguson. Let's get a touchdown right there. Oh, that sucks with Gallup. All right. Let's take a quick break. Be right back. All right, before we get to baseball, we almost forgot. It's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
Harry, lead us off.
Yeah, after, you know, I touted the Philadelphia Washington game to go over. Jalen Hurts did his thing, but Wentz was absolutely awful. I mean, at one point, Jalen Hurts had 323 yards passing, and Wentz had minus one. They went punt, 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 fumble, punt, punt, punt. First half, I don't get the over there. And then late into the game, like you mentioned, Sal, I on Spotify yesterday, I wanted to go with the under in the Denver San Francisco game. So what do I do instead of I tout the under? I don't take the under. I take Fred Warner over 7.5 tackles. Now he's got 7 with 4 minutes to go, and it worked out nicely that Denver would have the ball, so he would maybe have still 4 chances or 3 chances to make a tackle. And on the last chance, I'm texting Brian and Darren at that time, and I said, I need a tackle on this play or I'm going to lose. He gets tripped up at the line. Gordon hadn't gone down yet, and Fred Warner grabs him and tackles him to the ground. Now, over 7.5 tackles and assists. That is by far an assist. I sent you guys the video. That is absolute. I've seen a million times worse credited for an assist. He catches him in his hands and tackles him. Tariqo says it's a tackle. I said to Brian. I said to Brian.
Oh, Harry's
I got
Lord
it.
And Savior. Well, Mike Tariqo said it. Yeah.
Still. Yeah. Still. Well, he said it, and he said it was a tackle by him. And then he put him down on the ground. I said, Brian, I got it. And I'm refreshing my computer, and I'm like, why isn't this moved to 8? Why isn't this moved to 8? And I'm like, now it's like 30 seconds after the play, and they haven't updated this. Bruh, are you kidding me? That's not a tackle. That doesn't count as assist. I mean, honestly, that was whatever. It's unbelievable that that didn't count as an assist, and I should have won after getting smoked all day.
Are you ready for a nice little surprise? Because sometimes they change things the next day. Did you look this morning? Did you check it out this morning?
No.
Still seven tackles.
Oh, you jerk.
I'm sorry.
I deserve that. Yeah, I deserve that. I deserve that.
There you go. It was funny how
Tirico
labeled that as a tackle by Warner. That was funny. I would be curious.
He touched him. That doesn't qualify as a tackle.
He didn't touch him. He tackled him. Right. He caught him and threw him to the ground.
There must have been two other guys.
You and Brian played. You know,
it's funny. I would love to see how they designated that tackle because there were two guys there was another guy who made the initial kind of tackle, but there was another guy around him. They must have just given that other guy.
But he caught him in Gordon's knee hadn't touched the ground. So technically he wasn't down yet.
The rest of the family, the country, the scorekeeper fell asleep in that game. Just like I'm not giving anyone a tackle there.
Yeah. What a joke.
There you go. All right, Brian, what's your betache?
All right. Well, all right. I will say, look, this maybe this isn't a betache yet. Maybe this is not a betache yet, but I sense this is becoming a very bad betache. Oh, wow.
Predicting a betache. Okay.
I'm predicting a betache. So what happened, right? So I don't know when it was, about a month or two, month and a half, 2 months ago, I gave out the Royals sometime after the All-Star break to go under 60.
Wait a minute. I'm on that with you. What I figured that out 3 days ago. I've almost marked it as a win.
Oh, what happened? Well, all right. We're going under 67.5, right?
Oh, no.
So the other day, it was a couple days ago, down 3-0, I think, or something like that, around the eighth inning. They came back, or seventh inning, they tied it. They end up winning, right? So that was, I had marked that one as a win. Yesterday, I'm in the car driving back because I had no idea.
I was going to text you, Brian. What
happened?
Michael,
can you check? Because at this point, I'm getting a little worried because the Royals are starting to play well. I'm like, Michael, can you check the Royals score? So, Sal, the Royals are winning after the third inning yesterday, 2-1.
Uh-huh.
Seattle, after the sixth inning with Castillo pitching, takes an 11-2 lead. 11-2 lead in the sixth inning. The Royals in the bottom of the sixth, score 11 runs. The Royals win 13-12, and now they're 63-90. So now they go 5-4. We lose this bet, and they still have Detroit. They have Detroit coming up. They're 5-4. We need them to go 4-5 or worse. But there was two wins in the last couple of days that they should not have had, gave us this bet.
I was like, they have to go 7-3 or something.
I have a lot of money on this. So I get the sense that this is happening.
All right. Well, let's root. who do they have? So there's a small slate here. There's
Detroit
four games today.
Detroit and the Guardians.
Okay. Detroit. Yeah.
The Guardians don't need it. Probably.
Somehow Cleveland probably get his 10 games up on the White Sox already.
I'm so glad the White Sox. The one thing I'm rooting for them to finish under 500 this year. Yeah. That's my goal for that terrible, terrible team.
Well then, guys. By the way, the Guardians last 21. They're 18-3.
We know
youngest team in baseball, right?
If you have the White Sox to make the playoffs, you know the Guardians' record over the last month for sure. Oh, that stinks, Brian. Mm. All right, I don't know. By the way, is there anything to play for in the American League at this point? I don't think Seattle shouldn't make the playoffs the way they've been collapsing here. But I don't think there's maybe positioning between the first and second wild card team, even though there's a 2.5 game difference. But I think everything is set. Houston's a
pretty
one.
Much. I guess
the Yankees are a two. Right?
I guess Baltimore is four behind Seattle.
Yeah,
spot. I mean,
that's going to be over Tomorrow. We'll know then. Yeah, that'll be over.
Pretty much.
This is the last.
Pretty
week.
Much done.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Monkey Meatballs, let's hear the music for bet aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
There you go. Reminds me of the San Gennaro feast. Just finishing up. Our buddy Mario made $1,200 selling Taronis at the San Gennaro feast. Does not have a permit. if you want to head out after. So there you go. Nice. Let's close them down. I guess it's a little too late right now. But hey, Major League Baseball Judge, they stopped the game early. Blasphemous. It was raining. They stopped the game. It cost Judge an at-bat. Yankees beat the Red Sox. The series doesn't even matter anymore. He's stuck on 60. How many games left? 8 or 9 or fewer?
Well,
it's right in there. What do we got? We got the Yankees have what, 10 left?
Yeah, 10 left, Sal.
Is it 10? Oh, right, because they're playing. Left. Right, okay. They play tonight. Yeah. All right, so 10 left. I don't know. Like, I don't know why the town's not going as crazy. Pete Alonso broke the Mets' single season record for RBIs yesterday, is 128. Judge is going for the Yankees' home run record. That's all it is. Boy, what a party. Judge, triple crown on Caesars. Yes, is minus 130. Did he retake the lead? I know it's a point.
I think he's tied. Way. I think he's tied with Bogarts right now, right? So I don't know the exact percentage points to it.
Right. Wow. All right. That's getting exciting. That's the only thing in the American League that matters, that and the home runs right now for Triple Crown. Yeah, I'm looking at these numbers. Judge 314 ahead of Bogarts. So he has a stronger 314 at this point. And then Arias, what is he? Is he at 312 or something? Is he back out of this? I know he took a game off.
He hasn't played a couple games in a row. I feel like
he's 313 though.
313. All right. So these guys got to pick it up. They have odd Caesars on which team the 62nd home run will come against, and doesn't hit 62 is +450. I got to jump on it, right? Just because I'm such a jackass about this.
Yeah.
I have to jump on it. One home run in 10 games would be fine. Hey, the guy who caught Albert Pujols' 700th ball is keeping it for now. Do you know this guy, Babyface? Didn't you say you know him through the t-shirt injury? Industry?
He is. He is. And I reached out to him, and he's kind of keeping it low-key right now. I'm trying to get him on the pod, but he is. He is a... Go figure. A lot of people go out to find vintage t-shirts to kind of find something to flip. And who would have thought this will be his probably ultimate flip he ever had?
Of course. Yeah, you have to walk away from the stadium with it. You have to at least do that, right? These balls are made. It's life-changing a possession you have right there. So you can't, you know, it's, I'm getting my lawyer. I'm not saying anything more. That's what you have to do. Otherwise, you're going to walk away with two bats that you don't need and an autograph and a picture of Pujols and then it's going to be over. It's like, what am I going to do with these bats? I have bats that are worth $90 or I have this ball that's worth $1 million, $500,000. I don't know. I know they said the Judge ball, since we did our thing, could fetch about $2 million. So, Bri, you might want to change your whole thing.
I got to change it.
Yeah. Well, you wanted a Judge contract, right?
Batting practice.
And a percent of his, so, you know, $3 million, $4 million, whatever it was.
Interesting. Absolutely. All right. Well, so he's got to stay firm here, Babyface, on the 700 home run ball. I don't think he'll get as much. I mean, he won't get as much as the 62nd, but what do you think he'll get, Babyface?
I mean, he's probably definitely going to ask for some t-shirts, but... Yeah. You know, it's interesting. People were saying you got to sell it now because it's already going to depreciate if he hits 701, 702, because then it's, not his final home run ball.
Right. The last one's going to be worth more, they say.
Yeah. I'll put him in touch with Harry and they'll figure it out.
H-Dog will do it. Not even go bypass Harry. Harry's the middleman. Go right to H-Dog. Sing a nice little song about it. Jack that price up a little. What would you do? Parlay kid, you get for the Judge ball $500,000, and Mattingly is the Yankees manager for the next 5 years.
No, not for that.
Wow.
Because here's the thing: because the Yankees going to allow a manager to actually manage like their games? Is that the Yankees? Is that
that's in the contract too? That's in there too. Yeah.
You know, does Cashman go along with that? Yeah. Does he go? So I think the five. No way. Now that we've heard that ball's worth $2 million, Sal. I gotta watch out for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, $2 million's ridiculous. What an assault that's going to be on that ball, right?
Oh my gosh!
I mean, what kind of injuries? Is someone going to be in critical condition? Something coming
what
out
do you
of
think?
That?
I mean, yeah. In Toronto tonight, what's that crowd going to be like? Are they packing that stadium tonight?
Just stinks. It just stinks. Babyface Joel Solomon wants the butt punt ball. You can get that. Get that for $35. That'll be fun.
Yeah, well, if the Bills would have won that game, more value.
So what happens when you walk out of the stadium with like a ball like that, like Pujols? So you got security around you, like do they offer you that, or are they like, "Hey, see ya, you're on your own, and you don't want to give it to us"?
I think they'll put you on the train. I don't know. They're not going to follow you home, I don't think. Yeah, right. You're right, though. Yeah. I guess ultimately they don't want to fight. They don't want an assault on their property, but. Yeah, the security only goes so far, right? Especially if you're not playing ball. Although, if you didn't have the ball, why would you need security anyway? All right, that does it. That's our Monday podcast. That was fun. Harry, thank you for joining us. Again, it's always whatever we can get out of you.
I owe you a cap of consequences, Sal, if you want. I can do whatever.
Show up on time. That's just for now on. I don't know.
I'll bang that out next time.
Because the punishments don't seem to matter. All right, there you go. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds for Spaghetti and Meatballs. You ready, Spaghetti? We're going to do this? What's your prediction?
Giants win by 2 scores. They're going to lead this entire game. Cowboys aren't going to get in it. I know you guys are making fun of Daniel Jones, but let's be honest. It's Cooper Rush. Giants have held quarterbacks. They're 4 of 22 on third downs this year, and we're getting back both of our edge rushers. So the primetime losing streak finally ends. The Cowboys losing streak finally ends. I'm very excited.
I love it. I'm excited too. Go Cowboys. Get your tuna ready. Send the tuna to Eddie Spaghetti so he doesn't have to go out and buy it. It's for Spaghetti, Meatballs, Babyface, Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicap. Nah, nah, nah.